I mean, looking back on last week, 29 yards rushing. I mean, was that just bad game all around or what?
It was a bad game all around. There's no question. And, you know, the thing you hope is that it was an aberration. It's not a, you know, a downward spiral. We actually thought we were making some headway, not as fast or as much as you'd like, but we thought we were getting better and improving. But last week was not what you were looking for.
Is this where it's good to have those veteran backup offensive linemen, guys who played multiple positions in their career?
No question. I mean, guys that are both experienced and you believe are physically good enough that you can go out and, you know, plug them in and they'll perform and not be overwhelmed or outmatched physically. And I think we got those guys.
Is Jake going to be all right? Because he had that elbow.
I think so. I mean, he's a tough kid, and he's been practicing, hasn't missed anything. So I'm sure it's sore. I'm sure, like a lot of guys, they're beat up, but they just, you know, they're able to keep going. And knowing the way he is and the makeup that he has, that I'd be shocked if he allowed it to interfere with his play.
You guys probably had more drops last week than you've had.
Wasn't good, and he wasn't like him. You know, that was he's made some spectacular catches, and he's caught. I had to laugh because I just had read some article where he had caught 15 of the 17 throws his direction, and then last week. So I hope we got it all out of our system, every which way, both drops and protection and run game, and this week we get back to where we've been.
Is there any thought of maybe practicing with some crowd noise this week, given that the offensive line it might have a different format, you know, grouping in there?
We do that every week when we're away, yeah. So, yeah, we have that in. They're out there in those little systems. I get a headache every time we're playing away game on Thursdays and Fridays, yeah.
Do you feel like last week, 29 yards, do you feel like this is the identity of this team is kind of changing maybe more towards a passing?
You know, we've always tried to be a balanced team, and, you know, as I've mentioned many times, I'll do whatever we have to do to run. If we're running the ball well, we'll continue to do that, and I think when you can do both, that certainly makes it much more difficult for defenses, and that'll always be what our goal is and our objective is. But there's no question, last week we were throwing the ball well, or not throwing the ball well, but throwing the ball better than we were running the ball, so we wound up, you know, going to that. But, you know, when it actually hurts your ability to throw, too, if you can't run a little bit. You know, it allows the defensive people to just pin their ears back, and then also usually allows them to do some things schematically that make it more difficult. For us, it wasn't scheme-wise. It was primarily too deep and fairly simplistic, but they just outplayed us. There's no question. So, again, hopefully it was an aberration and not the start of a downward spiral. I believe in our guys, and I think they'll come back and we'll play well.
And you just mentioned that Jake was having a great season before last week. He's still having a great season. Also, like, a lot of it was made up of Steve Smith not coming back, Kevin Boss not coming back, but mm-hmm. Ballard stepped up, Victor Cruz stepped up, Hakeem's an elite receiver. How impressive have you been with your receivers, into the linebacker, tight ends, and wide receivers?
Yeah, I think they've done a good job. I mean, I think that I'm very fortunate. We got good coaches, you know, that have helped bring guys that people didn't think enough of to draft, and we've made them, you know, household names. And I think it's a reflection of the character and ability that they have, and the quality of the Sean Ryans and the Mike Popes that have, you know, helped to make those guys and develop those guys into quality contributing players.
Kevin, I know you don't want to get into a track meet with Drew Brees. Nobody does. I mean, that's pretty crazy. But at the same time, Eli's had a great year. You got these receivers who are producing. If it's got to be a track meet, how confident are you that you can wing it with them?
Well, I mean, you're going to play out every game, you know, as it unfolds. So if it turns into that, then hopefully we'll play in a way that allows us to keep pace. But, you know, I have confidence that our defense will be competitive, and we'll slow them down and keep the game that in a style that we find manageable, and we can contribute to that too by holding on to the ball and doing a little bit more effectively than we did last week. Hopefully more like we did in San Francisco, where we did a phenomenal job of holding on to the ball. So hopefully it'll be more that way.